are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I
is on.
Yes, we're on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back here tonight, midweek, on Rick Adams Uncensored, only heard exclusively here on RBN. And this Wednesday night, we think about, well, what we've accomplished in the last couple of weeks or so with NoDisInfo.com. What Dr. K has put on at great cost, obviously, to bring to light this Sandy Hook hoax. And it definitely is coming to fruition, folks. What if this whole hoax, this whole media-created and media-metastasized lie should indeed be revealed? What could you imagine happening following that? If, in fact, this administration is brought down, or it is taking the blame for what is a Mossad Israeli operation here, could it be a major change in the course of this government? In Washington, engineered and controlled by the synagogue of Satan, well, folks, it may happen. It may happen because I have back again on the line with me tonight. Since he is very busy this week, after tonight, we have Dr. K back again to talk about it. Hello, Dr. K.
Hi, how you doing? Great to be back. Yeah.
Wonderful,
It's just too much. It's really too much.
It is great. Fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
What if, Dr. K, what if this is too much for them, and whether it's scripted that they should be revealed or not, and somebody else take the fall, what if, in fact, this is growing now by leaps and bounds. This exposure of this phony, rigged, set-up hoax called Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut. And if, in fact, the world should know, it was all designed to disarm Americans and to convince them that they should follow the route of the Soviet Union and communism and Bolshevism and Judaism and Zionism.
Well, we need to publish that very article, just sort of a globalist article, you know, with global implications. But what is really fascinating, and is really a real good bone of history, is the technique used by the world Jewry and the Zionistic cabal, the you know, contrived media, the tactics and technique, the methodology used by the, you know, the ground servants, the moles, the operatives, the various hucksters, to deceive. And this is being documented, like you said, in leaps and bounds. We know exactly how they operate now. That is, I'm not saying it's a game changer, but it really is a curious thing to discover, because it's been hidden. It's a secretive cabal, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Clandestine. Mm-hmm. So the methodology has not been known.
Well, they have to operate in the cover of darkness, as they have for millennia. This is part of the protection that they have, and to operate, you know, in darkness without the light being shined upon them is always, you know, it's always the way of parasites, isn't it?
It is a parasitic entity.
It is an entity.
It's worse than it's a cornered rat.
Yeah,
and this is what we're seeing now, is the rat trying to fight its way out of its box.
And you know what happens to that rat when the rodent catcher comes. All right, folks, we're here by the grace of God. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Gentlemen,
are you with us or are you not? I'm not.
That's right. I'm not with the rest of this crowd, folks, and neither is Dr. K. We're not just going to focus in on the idea and the fact that this so-called Sandy Hook massacre was anything but. It was a shoot. Yes, it was a shoot in Hollywood fashion, but it was not a literal blood and guts event, as we've seen in virtually all of the others. But here we are tonight, again, growing now in this this spreading of information. Other hosts are beginning to catch on, are beginning to see it for what it is as it grows. So what the fact of the matter is, Dr. K, that the media would have us believe that Obama is frustrated in his attempts to impose greater people control, i.e., gun control, but what they have not emphasized is that he is acting through executive action. What he's doing is using executive orders to essentially rewrite or abolish altogether the entire Constitution, what's left of it. That's what he's doing, you see.
And, you know, there's a sort of a universal approach that is being made right now by the cabal and its collaborators, which is, like you said, to divert the attention. He's frustrated. It's going to take us 3 years. Yeah. We're not quite where we wanted to be. Have you heard anybody say a word about, there are theories out there that perhaps the official story is not correct and we will address those? They don't even want to bring it up. I mean, yeah,
whenever it involves, look, it involves that sacred and sacrosanct group, okay? Whatever they wish to call themselves, we know what they are. Tomorrow night, by the way, Joe Church will be back on with the gang to continue this study in the scriptures of Cain and his murderous seed line. The question comes up, how did they or did they survive this flood? And yes, that question will be answered too tomorrow night for those of you who have a Strong's Concordance, and get it out and work it with the study. It's going to tell you who these people are.
I want to add, if I could put online, I'll try to, Surah Al-Baqarah, you know, which basically starts out talking about the, you know, the Zionistic Jews and the trouble they've caused themselves and how they made a mess, they were destroyed, they made another mess, they were destroyed, they made another mess, they were destroyed. And then it says, you should have learned from the Cain and Abel deal. And then it says, you're not to take the life of a human being, which is sacred, unless it's in pursuit of some, you know, like you're fighting because somebody's attacked you. And it says, in the pursuit of justice, and God will deal with that. But, yeah. So the whole, basically the whole chapter is aimed at the Jewish issue. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to make note that, NoDisinfo.com has made a universal offer to the parents, because the parents are emailing.
Yeah.
You know, they're calling and all this.
Mm-hmm.
That offer is, it's on the table, and we will honor it as I speak to you now, which is, if you can prove the fatality of even one of the 20 presumed dead children, if you can provide even the most remote documentation, such as a little CCTV camera video of Adam Lanza breaking in, we don't need to see him shooting the kid at the time, just breaking in. That's enough. With the gun. Or if you can provide, if you wish to provide some proof, why not? I mean, you know, when Obama and Bush bombed the heck out of those pitiful souls, bombed them to heaven in Yemen, and when he killed Anwar al-Awlaki and his little brother, there's pictures of those kinds of things. Maybe not that one, but there's pictures of in Iraq of all the dead children. Afghanistan, there's pictures of the drones blowing up kids. It's, you know, 12 o'clock in the evening. So you should have something. If you provide it, we'll destroy that section of the site. We'll keep up the 911 issue. We'll keep up the moon hoax thing. We haven't got that yet.
Well, I mean, the thing is that we're, you know, you and I are willing to apologize where we're wrong and correct the wrong. But we haven't been proven wrong at all on any of this yet.
Nobody's
on this whole basic underlying thing.
Yeah, I mean, you get these emails, and here's the thread. You know, do you have a job? This is one of the common things that the emailers say. Do you live in a basement? I feel sorry for you. You know, don't you have anything else to do with your pitiful life? You must be a miserable soul, and someone must have bullied you when you were younger. This is what one of the parents just emailed.
Yeah, but see, that's all they can do is name call and deflect. They have not responded to your question to them to produce the facts, the evidence of their dead child. And their dead children, or their dead cousins, or their dead nephews, and so on and so forth.
Well, don't you think if they were that, what do you call it, slandered or slighted or, you know, hurt, they'd want to get rid of this off the internet?
I would. I would do everything I could to clear up the record. I mean, that'd be the first thing I would do, right? And the first thing, if the media were honest, would be to investigate it for themselves, not just take the government's position, because they work hand in glove and we know who runs them, but to go out and pretend at least, to be honest and pretend at least to be, you know, the old investigative journalist they used to be years ago.
Yeah.
Many years ago, in fact, and dig and say, wait a minute, let's go to Connecticut now. Now let's all go to Newtown. Let's investigate for ourselves. All of the witnesses, all of the people who said they saw certain things, certain strange things happening nights before this event was supposed to have happened. Let's investigate all of the relationships, the familial ties, and see, wait a minute now, this doesn't connect. That doesn't connect to that. So what is it here that has happened to America? See, the years ago, before the media was so tightly controlled, and you had you know, some independent journalists. And, you know, you had some of the old, Baltimore school journalists, so to speak, and, you know, who would go out and actually on the street and do a street beat. They would investigate. Now it's all computer. It's all, it's all electronic. It's all generated. It's all passing through the system. And a handful of people, families, control the flow of information, which they call news, so that they can take an article, they can entitle it any way they want, put a headline up there, and grab your attention. Right now they're riveting on North Korea.
Yeah.
But what they haven't told us about North Korea is that Israel, of course, and the synagogue of Satan have provided China, Red China, and Israel with the technology they need to threaten us.
Yeah,
they
North Korean technology came from the Zionist entity. I mean, what they did was they stole the secrets Pollard and many others from the United States, and then they're selling that material to China, to whoever they want. So Sandy Hook is a Tel Aviv, Jerusalem ops, black ops. I mean, what they did was, and they traveled, like Nick Phelps, who's Richard Sexton, and that's Katzenberg's brother, who's also a Sexton. They go there all the time. And Laura Phelps, and Mike Greenberg, and his wife. And they meet over there in the Mossad cell, and they craft this. They figure out some dead people. They adopt the names of the deceased. They use in vain, they profane the name of children, perhaps who've been kidnapped, or maybe they know. Maybe they're part of the ring. And because some of the children don't exist. For example, Grace McDonald is maybe she existed, but non-existent in Sandy Hook. A complete fake child. All her photographs are photoshopped. No exceptions. And so there are those cases. We don't know where to find such children. There are other cases where the child is real. But you can just imagine, like the 20 supposed Muslim, what was it, how many Muslim hijackers, 19, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Those names were created in Tel Aviv. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They made the list. It's their attack. It's the Rothschilds own the financial kingdom of the Zionist state,
mm-hmm.
Zionist entity.
They're the kingpins, yeah.
Yeah,
They're the kingpins at the top now.
There's
a lot of fighting, though, between them. You know, there's no honor among thieves and murderers, right?
No.
So we know that they fight amongst themselves over who's going to get first takes and who's going to eat us alive, you know. And they do that, and some of them have turned up dead, too. Some of the progeny of the Rothschild have turned up dead on yachts and so forth. And, we know that there's no decency, no honor amongst these cockroaches.
No.
I mean, this is the way they operate,
and they
turn against each other as well.
Yeah, and see, what you're dealing with is a Jewry, world Jewry, seeking further conquest and eliminating the American card by creating this sort of, if you have a mental condition, we can come and check your house and take the guns. Or, maybe you should be arrested and we should chip you because you're a dangerous character. You know, this is what this Anna Marquise Green, she keeps emailing me every few 2 days, is maybe you're deranged. Now it's Jesus loves you. That's pretty good for a Jew. and then it's this and that and the other thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently the Goy have been very vulnerable. Maybe the Muslims too, because of 911 and you go and see.
Sure.
You did this. And, how bad you are and you should feel bad. Like a crotchety old mother. You should feel bad. And
they should feel more than that. I mean, how could you perpetrate something like that unless you do have the evil mind, you see?
Yeah.
This is the mind of Cain right down to this moment that we speak of it. Yeah.
They don't, they're unrepentant, Mr. Adams.
Yep.
Completely.
Folks, listen up. When I come back, I'm going to see, I'm going to say it anyway. What anniversary it is today in American history. Then you'll get a bigger picture.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
What kind of a man are you? You talk like you're with us. You act like you're with us. And then you're not.
And we're back now, folks, Dr. K and myself, and exactly what it comes down to. People sound like they're giving you the truth. People act like they're telling you the truth, and they're not. They're just leading you astray. Disinfo is why the name Disinfo appears in the website, nodisinfo.com. And Dr. K, I wanted to, I didn't know if you thought this was a good idea, but there is a date today, and it happened a number of years ago on this day in America, and people have all but forgotten it. The media will not allow them to remember this day. It's a very important day, but it relates directly to what is going to happen again under this puppet administration, if we allow it. And I was going to put it out as a question, but you know what? I think I'll just spill the beans. Which do you think I should do?
You can spill them.
71 years ago, folks, it was FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, who initiated concentration camps here on American soil. It was April 1st, California announced the order for the arrest and deportation of Japanese Americans now. Japanese-American citizens, they were sent into these internment camps, concentration camps, POW camps, if you will, on American soil in Idaho and so forth. And, of course, we do have photos of them and how they were treated. Of course, a lot of people feel, and I know many of them really believe it. I guess you could make a case that maybe it was a good idea for their own safety that they were locked away, only because the media and the administration created so much hatred against Japanese people, against German people, against Italian people, that they would have been killed on the street probably with the hatred, just as you saw, Dr. K, with 9/11 against Islam and against Arabs. How many died? How many were mistaken? We had Indians.
I just talked to someone that knew an elderly Pakistani man who was so stressed because they snatched him here in this country in 2001. He just had an MI and died in the prison. They just, the Jewry just brutalized everybody, and they continue to kill and kill. They're stacking up the corpses faster than we can speak. But this time, they're caught, and we know their names. So, and you're absolutely right. They intend on the internment camps. You know, some of the most rabid Zionist operatives after 9/11 called for every Muslim in the United States to be stuck in a concentration camp. That was said.
It was pretty common on neocon talk radio nationally, by the way. Mm-hmm. In some degree, it still is. To some degree, it's still being advocated.
Well, let me say that I think Islam is the enemy to world Jewry. It has proven that, certainly with Khomeini, who was a one-man show and who punched him right in the nose and kicked their Zionist agent right straight out of his embedded role there and made him bow on his knees when he said to the United States, "What do I do next?" You know, were one of his last words there.
People don't know history, Dr. K, though, and they don't even know what's going on now. How do we expect them to know history?
I know.
You see, it was 3 years, 3 years that Americans were in prison. They were put in these camps till 1945. The war was over, and they were given $10 and a train ticket to go back home. Yeah. Wasn't that nice of them?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they had no homes. They had no homes to go
corrupt,
to. Stolen from them.
Yeah. They were
now,
taken.
This is, you know, a lot of people think this is fun. They, you know, I mean, they're proud of this because those dirty Japs are out to get us and they bombed us and we never did a thing because they don't know history.
I can tell you the Japanese would not have raised a finger. This reminds me of when they snatched another Pakistani man, stole him from his country, family of five or six, whatever, wrapped him up in plastic, stuck him in, you know, on a board, took him to Guantanamo. He just vegetated. He missed his family. He dropped down to 44 pounds. They didn't know what to do with him. They put him back on a C-130 and dumped him on the lawn of his home. And he summarily died a week later. At least he, you know, got to be with his people. But,
This
is the criminal Jewry. They did it. Now, I mean, we have a lot of collaborators here. The
plenty of them.
Our
troops are willing
collaborators,
to do it. Step up to the plate.
Now,
the collaborators today also take various forms, don't they? You think about the collaborators in the state legislatures of Connecticut, in all of these states, Rhode Island and Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, California, that are willing to, for their own advancement politically, for their own self-effacement, to appeal to the power mongers of world Jewry and to occupy the stage. Let's round up those guns. Let's get those guns off the street. I'm for peace and safety. I'm for all of these things. And, you know, of course, they look in the mirror and they say, "Boy, I did a good job for them today, didn't I? Maybe I'll become mayor. I'll become governor." And this is how low they sink, folks.
And it could be even filthier than that. In the fact that they've got a pet, you know, some guy doing the wrong thing, in his little hall room, or some other compromised situation, and so like Chief Oates, that is holding that pitiful James Holmes to the fire.
Yes,
he's one of their moles, and if he doesn't do their bidding, he's finished.
We'll either kill him or we'll say guilty and insane and we'll lock him up. One thing's for sure, he's nothing but
innocent.
In a vegetative state now.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we'll come back, folks, and we'll take calls in a little bit, too. Rick Adams and Dr. King.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Censored and Dr. K doing a little bit of a historical comparison here. Moment ago, Dr. K, you know, we're just showing this cast of characters today is the same as it was 71, 72, 90 years ago, and what they have in store for you folks. But first, they must convince you to accept a government that will keep you safe, that will take away the guns from those terrible criminals, those Adam Lanzas, those James Holmeses, and on it goes. They obviously are desperate because they know that an armed people cannot be subdued very easily, if at all. That's why Jewry did it in Russia, in Bolshevik Russia. They did it in Stalinist Russia. And they did it, of course, right through communist China to the tune of 70 million souls. 70 million in China. And they didn't do it because the people were armed. They did it because the people were disarmed, and the thugs who ran the government, the Mao Zedongs and the Zhou Enlais, so forth, they were the ones who had the artillery. Now, we say, oh, it can't happen in America. We're somehow different. Well, we're not. In fact, to whom much is given, much is required. And we've thrown out that heritage, Dr. K.
Yeah.
We have abandoned our faith. We've turned this country into a cesspool. You know, we've allowed all of these things to happen. And so God says, hey, okay, you do it your way. You want to be on your own? Go ahead. Leave me out of it and see what your latter end will be.
Yeah,
well, that's
right.
Where we are now.
That's right. Now, the Prophet Muhammad warned his people, and so peace and blessing be on him, they didn't listen. He said, look, you practice your weaponry, your shooting, the archery at that time, your gunnery, therefore, you practice that, you practice riding in your horses, and you know, you become and have a standing army at all times and have your weapon right there at all times. When you pray, have half of you pray and half watch if there's any risk, and you can keep your weapon on you when you do your worship. I mean, he laid the groundwork. America still has a little thread of that. Don't throw it away. Fight for it for your life. It's the only chance you've got left not to be chipped and arrested willy-nilly, you know. I mean, this is it for our freedom. This is the last stand. I mean, this is the fight. So, look how serious Jewry took this. They took some of their top moles, top operatives, like Richard Sexton, who's the brother of Jeffrey Katzenberg, I think it is.
Yes.
So, he was a primary operative. We found him, posing as a parent. His wife, who's the daughter of Michael Greenberg, posing as a parent. We found him recently posing as a state police on the 14th. We have his photo, and it's going to be published, inshallah, tonight. So he also was posing as a cohort to Carly Soto. So therefore, maybe Carly Soto is his daughter. We've been trying to figure that one out. He and Carly Soto were together in a piece where she was holding her hands to her face, you know, dying of grief. And my God, these people are the most wicked, vicious, hedonistic you can ever, worse than you could even imagine.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. They go beyond the depth of depravity here, and they will do anything. And you know, it is amazing that the only restraint they had in this whole thing was that they did not commit any murder of school children here. Instead, we know the disappearance of the alleged suicide and homicide by Adam Lanza and his mother. That, of course, is, again, open to
it's open to figure out, because nothing, they've given us nothing. The only thing we've got is a death certificate for Adam Lanza and his mother, and the presumption that there is some strong information that Mrs. Lanza was in New Hampshire at a resort. There seems to be some text messages to dear friends in Sandy Hook area, and there is some witness to the fact that she was there. She mentioned that there are a couple of odd people with tattoos all over their body sitting next to her at her dinner, and that she made a bit of a joke of it, but she may have been nervous. She may have been taken out by those Mossad moles. We don't know. We have no information whatsoever, but
yeah, that's inconclusive, but nonetheless, that we do, again, can see the picture emerging that we want the proof of the children and the adults that were allegedly murdered at Sandy Hook.
That's right.
I don't know how it was possible. Where's the evidence? You say, where's the CATV? Where's the footage? Where's the blood? Where's the bullets? How this young man is alleged to have done this is just totally beyond anybody's comprehension.
That's right. He couldn't have done it.
No.
And now it seems that the Jews are heavier in this than we might know. Caitlin Rogue has been tied to the Harmon family. It's a pretty good match for Riley Harmon. I think we're going to be able to prove that she is Riley Harmon, which takes, you know, the gray-haired guy, Guy Rousseau, who is actually Mr. Marshall Harmon, who's the big heavy hitter with Mike Greenberg. And now I found Mark Barden's daughter in a picture with the Greenberg collaborators, his daughter, and so forth, gun controllers. So we're finding virtually every day another Jew on the ground posing as the aggrieved or as a parent, a brother, a sister. We're finding almost no Christian people, you know, that are making the big roles. So, I mean, there are collaborators. Let's make that clear. But it's incredible what we're finding. I mean, yeah. You know, if Guy Rousseau is the Harmon guy, the guy holding the devil sign up is Michael Greenberg. The cops, the state police guy is Richard Sexton. He's not the main state police guy. The main one was Vance. So, where do you go with this? It's endless. And all the producers are, almost every one of them is a Jew. You know, and you can see the producers guiding the McDonald's, guiding the Ricoses. You know, you can overhear some of the sound bites of, okay, now go to that skit. So mm-hmm. It's exactly mm-hmm. a coup by World right. Jewry. That's only what it is.
Right.
It was conceived in Hollywood and in the Zionist regime.
Well, they're one and the same, okay?
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood has a direct pipeline. It's an extension of Jerusalem. And I mean, I know people. I know a family particularly that got involved with the community there. And, you know, a young man, basically a writer. And he's the goy. And they took his script and they put it into action. They basically said, if we make any money, we'll give you some, okay? And you know what that sum is, like less than 0.1% of all of the box office, net, not the gross, you know? And this is how they operate.
Unbelievable.
And this is what they will do, is use you and then throw you out when they don't need you. So, you know, it is a Jewish industry, a Kenite industry, today more than ever. It was in the infancy. We talked about that last night, and Art had called in and mentioned General Electric and Tesla and the Warburgs and the key players here that basically took over the Hollywood scene, and how they used it in the 30s, just as we're saying about the Japanese internment camp. They used it in the 30s to steer the passions of war. They used it again in the 60s, Vietnam, and that was really a cover. The more we look into Vietnam and Korea, what was going on in the Middle East at the time of Vietnam? While Vietnam was occupying the front pages, was Israel that
they
was waging war.
Yeah. They were annexing land.
Yeah, in 67, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they didn't want to deal with it. And Georgie Ann Geyer, you know, at the time, said she was writing in 1968 about the Israeli torture, and they wouldn't publish it.
No.
The Chicago papers would not publish her columns.
No. Well, you know, filthy Rothschild Zionist did Vietnam. It started as a French invasion.
All wars. What did Mrs. Rothschild say? Wars don't happen unless my sons say they do.
I mean, they're, you know, so the murderous cabal that they are, and so they're the primary cohorts or collaborators behind the scenes. They're striking at the United States from France. We have this proof now with these dated photos that have been published on No Disinfo from the French SIPA entity, the SIPA press, where they at first, under Sandy Hook, you put Sandy Hook in, you put the date December 2012 or whatever it is, and you collect everything from December 14th, 2012 backwards in Sandy Hook. And you find that there was a National Archives theft, and there was a guy in Sandy Hook that saw the guy on eBay, so that was a big story. And they dated that a day after they interviewed him. So they interviewed him on the 30th of April, so all the photos are dated March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Sandy Hook, and you see June 15th, 2012. Or all of the Hockley pictures. And it makes sense that the Hockley pictures would be uploaded by Rothschild in France, because we've always said he was a Rothschild agent. And now that's been proven. So, and then you have Victoria Soto's picture showing up on in November and October, and you have, you know, Robbie Parker showing up in September, time-stamped. But then, when you go and look at any other schoolyard massacre, it's always on the day or the day after it occurs. And when you see the wounded and the deceased pictures, it's days or weeks after, not 6 months before.
No.
No one can wiggle out of it. It's not foreknowledge, it's a plot. You know, and I guess somebody got a little bit too tipsy over there at SIPA, sipped a few too many, and they, you know, they let the cat out of the bag. How do you explain it? You cannot explain it. Every other timestamp is accurate to a day or two. Only Sandy Hook children are exempted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've taken the calendar and totally revised it, you know. You can't do that. Like
no.
I said, if you have honest researchers looking at it and seeing these anomalies, and the media cannot touch it, they're forbidden. You know, I told you the other night about the CNN reporter, Davis, I believe was her name, who said, you know, she was ordered to cook the books to basically make Iran and Syria look like the bad guys. Well, you know, that happened even with the debate in the 80s. You know, when you had a number of people who were writing for the New York Times who were embedded journalists, so-called, you know, with the guerrillas in El Salvador or with the this group or that group there, and they were saying they were honest reporters. They're doing it now. You know, NBC is notorious for this with Engel and others. Who go and actually ride with the so-called rebels, you know, the insurgents. This is the worst kind of open, in-your-face, shoddy journalism that you could ever imagine.
Yeah, I mean, these are mercenaries that they've got going in Syria. They've hired them from here and there. Been, you know, our money being, you know, sort of laundered through these filthy Zionist moles, and now they've murdered endless numbers of children and adults in Syria. Who us it would
Incredible.
Have never taken out.
The numbers of people so in two years or more that have been killed on all sides is just enormous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was happening in Israel and the insurgents there, so-called, the Palestinians, the indigenous natives, the Gazans were uprising and killing Israeli soldiers like that?
It's filth. I mean,
they would
here
never
you have,
be allowed to get that far. They'd be liquidated.
I mean, they've stacked the corpses up so high. There's no room. There's no sand left. There's no ground. And here, these Jews came into this country through the Zionist entity, funded by us, came here with all their 18 passports, their cash sewn in socks, proven. Their detonator charges ready to go after they spent 6 months masquerading as art students, drilling holes wherever they needed to in the World Trade Center, and then detonated the thing to smithereens in glee. Not just a job done, go home, pack your bags, soldier. Thumbs up, you know, pictures together with a lighter in hand as if you're torching the World Trade Center. Filth. Sivan Katzberg, or, you know, Kurtzberg and his group of little, you know, scoundrel Jews. And that's what they are, and that's who did it, and they did 911. They blew up the Bally Disco to get back at the Australians. Mm-hmm. They tried to take out the Mexican Congress. We know about that. You know, they took out those tubes, those in London, those underground facilities.
Yeah.
They destroyed the Madrid trains there to kill those 300 people. I guess they arrested and threw in prison Muslims, you know, wherever this happened. They just threw Muslims in prison. No wonder they're frightened, you know.
We're dealing with, as I said, a parasite within that is going to devour the host wherever it goes, wherever it may be. And, folks, that's why I tell people you need to know the lineage. You need to know the seed line of this demonic group and how they obviously were responsible for the murder of the prophets, the murdering of Jesus, the murdering of Muhammad, you know, murdering of anybody that gets in their way.
Yeah.
And this is their trade. This is what they do best. It's their duty. It's their obligation. The Mossad boasts, you know, we wage war by way of deception. So they use Satan's methodology, deceiving the world, in order to accomplish his goals. What yeah. could be more, I mean, what's more obvious?
I mean, think about it, Mr. Adams. How difficult it's been for we as private investigators to unwind Sandy Hook, despite their blunders and faux pas. I mean, how do you figure out who Jessica Rikos is?
Yeah,
is she in a
thinking.
Greenberg album?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah.
You know, where did they get the identity for Noah Posner? It doesn't seem to be a Noah Posner. He's somebody else. Is he Steve Blumenberg? I mean, who is he? He's a person.
Yeah.
You know, and then the Hockleys. Half the pictures are photoshopped. The other half, who knows? You know, 6 months they come from England, and all of a sudden they're in Sandy Hook and they die. You know, give me a break.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit more than we can swallow, folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
It is. It's it gets deeper and deeper. All right, we'll come back in the last section. Any quick comments? We'll take them.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Look, we've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right, we're back, Dr. K and myself, and I appreciate all the emails that we receive, and there are many of you out there now emailing, and it's kind of difficult. I can't answer them all, and Dr. K gets many, many emails as well on the site nodisinfo.com. If you wish to email him directly, you may do so, Dr. K, D-R-K, research at hotmail.com. Or you can email rick458 at cox.net. Here it is now since December, Dr. K, all this time, and we have not had anything more than these minor and rather childish threats coming forth from this cast of characters. What does that tell us?
It tells you everything. It tells you the whole thing is a farce. It's a phony, and, you know, if obviously somebody's upset because of the publications. So if, you know, you are upset, so if you did have any counter evidence, you would have produced it by now. Instead, the latest tact was to try to get some people fired. They contacted the president of a couple of companies that I'm loosely associated with, and they said, did you know what's going on? So-and-so's doing so-and-so, and I'm representing the families of Sandy Hook, and you should be kind of upset that somebody that works around you is doing these things. And you know, we've had people fired before. You look at that person, you know. This is the latest tactic. I don't know what. I mean, where
it's
they're
not,
going with
it's
it,
not like
know.
You. It's not like you and Knowledge House Publishers have not had this attack before many times. And
well, they tried
taken,
to get me.
You know,
the Jews did. The Mossad was the Mossad for sure. They tried to get me sacked by the Iowa Board of Medical Examiners.
Mm-hmm.
They already took my Illinois license and trashed it. I'm working furiously to get it back, and they're standing in the way. Even it seems possibly the Walgreens family's involved with the perpetration, including trying to set me up to see patients, knowing full well that I can't do that kind of work at this time.
They're looking for a recourse, a reason to try to entrap. And as I said before, it's only by the providence of God himself that we came together here on this program many years ago in local radio, and that we have a great protection over us because he's using us to bring out these lies and inform the public, inform the rest of the world. He wants us to know these things before he rains in judgment upon them.
I mean, you got to know that it's a Jew plot. I mean, just what it is. 9-1-1 was strictly a Jew plot, and the Jews, of course, being a closed cabal, it's never leaked out. It's the same with Sandy Hook. They have their collaborators in the Paul Vance and so forth, but you've got a coroner who's Jewish. You've got a Halstead who seems to have ties to his ancestors in the same Kenite, they do not deliver anything outside of the cabal. It's as tight as lead, you know. So it's up to you to reveal it. It's up to you to tell everybody. It's up to you to have the church throw you out because you're telling the truth or whatever it is, or the mosque or whatever it is, you know.
Amen. Thanks again, Dr. K, this week. We will be back next week, God willing. Yahweh bless. Thank you. And, folks, we're off tomorrow night, Joe Church and Company. Good night.